Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is the 14th day of January, 2013. We're going to be here live, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. And again, I am your host, Alex Jones. We do not have any guests today except for the Obama phone lady. And she is going to be in studio with us. She is here in Austin, Texas. If you go up to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, you can see there that it says Obama phone lady comes to Texas. And this is amazing because she's one of the most virally viewed and downloaded videos ever. And it's not just that what she's saying is ridiculous about, you know, free handouts from the government. I know she's listening right now. She's a very sweet lady. It's that she's very funny. And she's exactly what I thought she would be like when she flew in last night at about 6:30. Her plane was late. Flew in out of Cleveland via Houston and then to Austin, Texas. And her husband is exactly what I imagined him to be like. Just really nice, funny, smart people. Except childlike when it comes to trusting government. And she's just as funny and just as charming in person as she is in that video that's only about a minute long, where she talks about you on Social Security, food stamps, you know, you get Obama phone. Everybody in Cleveland got Obama phone. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we took her and her husband out to dinner last night and has had a great evening with them. And quite frankly, I haven't really hardly seen my children the last few days. I've been working so much over the weekend, and I want to go home and see them tonight, but I also want to take Obama phone lady out to dinner. You know what I'll do? I'll have my wife come meet us for dinner, and we'll take Obama phone lady and her husband, and we're going to tell you her name and everything here on air. In fact, if you don't know who Obama phone lady is, let's go ahead and cue that up with audio. Can we cue that up and play the audio here in a moment?
In Cleveland, no minority got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He what? Gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone. How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you're on food stamps, you're on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
So, people are asking, why have you gotten Obama phone lady here? Well, number one, I said to listeners there'd be a $5,000 bounty for whoever got me a hold of her. That's some good English there. That there would be a $5,000 bonus for whoever got us in touch with her, and then if we actually got her on air. $5,000 bounty. And I got to talk to the guys that actually ran into her at a store and did this, and obviously asked them if they want any of that bounty to go to her. But we flew her down here, and she is here. And so in about an hour and a half from now, if we cover news and take your calls, we will have Obama phone lady here. And you noticed last night when I picked her up, the video is up on Infowars.com, that I wore a sports jacket. And you notice I'm wearing one now because I've got butterflies. This is a big deal around here, and I'm not joking. Okay, it's like the eagle has landed. Okay, this is the kind of stuff we get excited about. I was not even excited about going on Piers Morgan. Didn't even have butterflies. I didn't wear a sports jacket. For Obama phone lady, I think I ought to go put a tie on. I ought to put some diamond cufflinks on. In fact, I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt. That's not respectful enough. That's actually all I had back there in my wardrobe. I sent stuff away to be cleaned. Okay, she's coming. Maybe even get her husband in here with her. He's a character, too. But it's a big deal. And I'm telling you, this woman could be ready for stand-up comedy on HBO right now. So who wants to manage her out there is the big question. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Creed to live by, John Wayne, and I tip my hat and take a toast of coffee to John Wayne from my John Wayne coffee cup that I bought at his favorite place in the world, Monument Valley, Utah, where he shot so many of his first westerns. Absolutely delicious. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday edition worldwide broadcast, the 14th day of January 2013. Well, where to begin? Where to start? If you just tuned in to the broadcast, coming up in the flesh, and I'm still pinching myself that this isn't a dream. People on the YouTube video that we posted late last night that Rob Dew and John Bound did a great job getting up, even though he didn't get back from dinner with Obama phone lady till about 9:30. They stayed up late to edit down our picking her up at the airport and taking her out to dinner and some of the enjoyable antics that took place there. And don't worry, there'll be full behind-the-scenes videos in the days to come, and she's going to be in studio today with us on the radio show. And then I think I'm going to take her out around Austin today as well and shoot some more footage with her. And a lot of people are obviously freaking out, saying it's like reality is folding in on itself. She goes out and talks about Obama gave us a phone. He's going to do more. Everybody in Cleveland got Obama phone. And it's not just that, you know, the video is obviously ridiculous, the dependency and the idea that, that government's there to give us freebies, but that she does have an electric personality. And, you know, I think this could be a story of somebody who literally takes that flash in the pan, 15 minutes of fame, and turns it into something bigger. I see her as a kind of a Sam Kinison-style comic, because she's very funny in person, very witty. But again, also tough love here. I told her this last night. She's like, well, my son says you're a Republican, you're a big conservative, you know, you're pro-gun and stuff. I don't really have the internet, so I don't know. And, you know, I came anyways because so many people, you know, after they heard I was coming on or was thinking about coming on, said, oh, yeah, you got to go on the Alex Jones show in her community. And a lot of folks she, you know, said that I was a good guy. And I was honest with her. I said, look, it's ridiculous that you want a free phone from the president and that that's your idea of, you know, winning somehow when they take your whole future away with dependency and then basically give us baubles. It's like a free toy and a Happy Meal. But the fact from a sociological perspective or a psychological perspective, as a sociologist or as someone studying culture, that she is kind of the archetypal person who really thinks the government cares about her and wants to help her get a leg up. There have been some people in government that have tried to help folks. There have been good people that have worked through government to help people. But the controlling driving force of government is domestication, enslavement, and cultural destruction. And no one can argue with the numbers of what welfare and big government has done, not just to the black community, but communities across the board. And so it is my hope, and I'll just be honest with you here about this, is that it is my hope to stay in contact with Obama phone lady, and we'll give you her full name and stuff on air once she joins us, and to try to basically maybe even have her as an auxiliary reporter. I haven't even told her this yet. I'm just saying it all on air. And to try to educate her and inform her about how we're all being inserted into a matrix-like prison. So I want to reach down to the matrix like Morpheus to her, Neo, because as Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, said, if there is any hope, and when you guys print me Orwell quotes, I meant to do that, Orwell quotes on the only hope lies with the proles. And even though I don't subscribe to the communist ideology, the globalists are using communism as a template of control, and it's the general public. George Orwell talked about, he actually wrote nonfiction books on this subject, that obsess over lottery tickets or get-rich-quick schemes or a hope and a prayer. That if, you know, just if Obama gets in there, he's going to fix everything because the president can get it done. And this woman really hopes that he's going to turn the economy around. This woman works for, you know, $8 an hour and can't live on that, and I don't blame her in Cleveland. She goes and cleans houses all day for $8 an hour. No one could live on that. And they take taxes out of it. And she didn't even understand that. She didn't even understand why her paycheck's getting smaller with the payroll taxes. I mean, let me tell you something. My wife and other people in my family, when they heard that she was coming to town last week, they said, listen, Alex, you're mean. You know, you don't get her on your show and make fun of her. And I said, what do you think, I'm an idiot? I don't want to make fun of her. Sure, it's funny at one level, but my and she knows it's funny. My goal is to actually show this lady, who's actually an interesting human being and has a lot of spirit, a lot of heart, a lot of guts, who's got real potential. I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, you take somebody like that lady and you put her on the frontier, you put her in adversity, you give her real opportunities to have a future and to build a better world and to not be dumbed down by the television and this sick culture, she would be an unbelievably powerful individual. I can see the potential there. And that's what makes me so bad about the collectivist, is that They know human potential, and they want to shutter it. They want to shut it down while telling us big government is about getting Obama phone lady to her highest potential. And that is not the case. And if you don't know who Obama phone lady is, can we cue that up one more time? She's the lady who was one of the most viral videos last year. I mean, it's been seen. Let's be conservative. There's probably 50 million views in one form or another out there. 8 million here, 5 million there.
Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone. How did he give you a phone?
You sign up and you're on food stamps, you're on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey! Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know?
By the way,
gave us a phone.
I put a $5,000 bounty out to find her. And I was surprised, as we have listeners in every city. We're on a couple stations in Ohio. A lot of listeners in Cleveland. And no one could find her until a listener ran into her in a store months and months later. And guess what? The Democratic Party took her, same amount of money. She was working, paid canvasser. So we now know that. And they stuck her at a desk job and told her, stay out of the public eye. And then they lied to her and said, because you're just too effective. I mean, see, I'm not going to lie to this lady. I told her, it's hilarious what you did. I don't agree with the dependency. I think if you play your cards right, and if you go to some small-time comedy clubs and get under the right person's wing, you can develop comedy pieces and probably become very famous. She's got natural talent. And there's nothing I'd like better. By the way, I didn't tell her this to get her here. I told her this once I was with her in person. But I told her it'll take hard work. She's not going to go right to the top immediately. She's funny. And my instinct about her, she's exactly what I thought she'd be like. Exactly what I thought she would be like. And her husband was exactly what I thought they'd be like. And just really funny, interesting people who are, again, smart at many levels, but also still buy into the fake dream. And that's what this is all about, the fake dream of, oh, you go to a casino, you're going to get rich. Oh, you buy a lottery ticket, you're going to win. Oh, you get Obama in, all the problems are going to be fixed. And I was sitting there talking to her last night. I know she's listening. I should just leave it all and let it be fresh when she gets here. She's like, man, I voted for him twice. Things got to get better. Obama's going to get in trouble if things don't get better. Honey, things aren't going to get better. This is Agenda 21 designed to destroy you. They don't bring in 30 million illegal aliens so you've got a future. They don't bring them in so they get a future. They bring them in to drive down the wages and make us poor as a political tool of control. And they also understood that, well, Obama, like Nixon, he can just pump some money out there. They understood Obama's got the printing press to turn up on high. And I said, have you noticed prices have gone up? You notice the packages of potato chips and ice cream have gotten smaller. Have you noticed that in almost every area, things are going up and up and up in price? And they're like, yeah, we have noticed that. We just can't pay our bills. Her husband works as a plumber 12 hours a day. She works as a maid for $8 an hour. And again, no one's ever taught her anything entrepreneurial. No one has explained to her that the maid service she contracts through, I bet money, is getting $20, $25 an hour for her. That all she's got to do is go hang up signs all around the area that she wants to target, saying she'll come clean houses and she'd get all that clientele for herself and double or triple her money. Just like that, with pieces of paper hung up on the wall. No one is teaching these people anything. They don't teach any of that in school. They don't want you to know that. Anyways, it's going to be a study of can we help somebody. But it's not like the Eddie Murphy movie where they make a bet that they can't help somebody. I know that We could probably try to help this lady and help others by her example. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Phones up here in a moment, but first, here's from page 60 of 1984, written by George Orwell. If there was hope, it must lie with the proles, that's the common working class, because only there, in those swarming, disregarded masses, 85% of the population of Oceania, that's England and the U.S., could the force to destroy the party ever be generated. The party could not be overthrown from within. Its enemies, if ever it had any enemies, had no way of coming together or even of identifying one another. Even if the legendary brotherhood existed as just a possibility, it might. It was inconceivable that its members could ever assemble in large numbers in more than twos and threes. Rebellion meant a look in the eyes, an inflection of the voice, at the most an occasional whispered word. But the proles, if only they could somehow become conscious of their own strength, would have no need to conspire. They need only to rise up and shake themselves like a horse shaking off flies. If they chose, they could blow the party to pieces tomorrow morning. Surely, sooner or later, it must come to them to do it. And yet. And he goes through the strength of the proles, watching this grandmother out there hand washing the clothes in the slum, and the strength of her sunburned face and her big muscular shoulders, and the sound of children giggling. But the proles wouldn't spend their time studying how government or business worked. The proles obsessed all day about lottery tickets and lottery systems to win and get rich schemes and pornography and mindlessness and entertainment put out by the party. Big Brother didn't even need to police the proles. They were just dumbed down and obsessed with petty garbage and didn't even exist. The party, the English Socialist Party, which is really a Soviet party in the book, and this is what George Orwell, a.k.a. real name Eric Blair, who'd worked for the communists and worked for MI6 and worked for OSS and worked as an imperial policeman before that and lived in the slums on purpose for years, contracting tuberculosis in Paris and also in London, wrote a bunch of nonfiction books and essays. Amazing stuff. I've read basically all of Orwell's writings I could find in a period in my life when I was about 20. And I learned a lot through him, not having to actually go live in a slum with people with tuberculosis. He came from a well-to-do, kind of establishment, intelligentsia family. And he thought communism would fight the ills he saw. And then he discovered, wait a minute, fighting in the Spanish Civil War, that the communists were just as bad as the fascists. They were just criminals, using a governmental term, a political term, as a cover. And then he went and worked at the BBC in propaganda. And the character Winston Smith is Eric Blair at the BBC, one of their top propagandists, taking truths and rearranging them and smashing them. And then he discovers the British government is funding Hitler, that they'd funded Hitler. Didn't run Hitler, they helped creating, helped put him in there. It was like a wind-up toy, like one of these mentally ill mass shooters. They give government funds and have a government psychiatrist, and then, oh, they go and attack. And the book talks about government-sponsored terror, how the government itself was firing missiles into London every day, randomly, just to scare people. And how everything else was squalor and rack and ruin, but the giant pyramidal-sized buildings that looked like something out of Blade Runner, with black helicopters coming in and out of armored command bases, flying around, looking through your windows, your television screens, watching and listening to you, that is now a reality. They just haven't gone to the physical end of it yet. And here's the good news. They are in check. And if you know chess, that means we've got them. We're close to fire. We're close to beat them. Because the average gun shows out there are reporting 10,000 people visiting them. Organizers shocked as 10,000 attend gun show. Piers Morgan is now chickened out of a debate he called for, part two, round two. Senator Schumer is saying they'll just use executive power to basically lean on. This is what they've already said they do. That's why we told you this was coming. Executive orders, rulemaking, and just tell Walmart and others not to sell semi-autos and have the ATF come in and basically nickel and dime them and white glove inspect them till they do it. You're saying, well, how do we have them in check? Doesn't mean we've won. They've still got some moves. But, I mean, we're up against them. We're right on their tail. They're not on our tail. We're on their tail. When we come back, I'll explain to you why and go over some news and then take your calls. But coming up at the bottom of the next hour, 1 hour away, you will be transmitted.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
That's anti-government.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas.
One man did it.
First reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world.
I thought that didn't exist.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Oh.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories. They'll never take our guns. Nobody wants to confiscate them. And Feinstein loves us.
But I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
What about criminal governments?
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
And for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, sir, I am he, and it is the 14th day of January 2013. And if you'd like to talk about all the incredible news taking place geopolitically, domestically, the economy, by the way, start sending your questions in at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. And guys, will you start printing me or ask Christy, who helps run the Twitter account and does a great job. Maybe ask her to print off questions for Obama phone lady. So that when Michelle, that's her first name, so that when Michelle is in here in about an hour from now, we can also have some of your questions for Obama phone lady who we've flown down to Austin, Texas, to really have the archetypal Obama supporter here in studio with us. And by the way, we've had archetypal Bush supporters on before. Who thought it was conservative to get rid of the Bill of Rights and were pro-torture. So, you know, they're just as nonsensical sometimes as well. So we look forward to having her here, you know, just because we hope to try to be able to change her mind. And it doesn't mean we want her to go support Romney. Everybody know Romney sucks, to quote Obama phone lady. The point is that it was a rigged game, so that is coming up if you just joined us. Yes, you heard me right. This is not a joke. The video of her arriving to Austin via aircraft is up on prisonplanet.com and Infowars.com. In fact, have we tweeted Obama phone lady videos out? I don't think I've even done that. Will you guys tweet that out for me? Because it's hard for me to walk and chew gum. I've come here to do two things. One thing is to kick butt, and the other thing is to chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum, to quote, to paraphrase Rowdy Piper. Okay, I'm being silly. The point is, I want to send out a tweet that Obama phone lady discovered. Obama phone lady's identity discovered. It's got a dictation. I'm dictating the tweet there. Until I'm excited about this, even though we've got a lot of bad news and some good news here, we're going to be going over. By the way, this shirt sold out. This shirt sold out. But they had a feeling it was going to sell out, and so there is a truck coming, but tomorrow, with more of these. So you'll basically should be able to get it by next week. Get your order in now. We've never had a T-shirt sell like this. It is a come and take it AK-47 with the Texas come and take it, Texas Revolutionary War signet. It says come and take it, and inside of the AK-47, is the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And then it says Infowars.com handsomely on the back. And we've got women asking for a woman's design. That'll take some time, but you know, we got smalls for women. But yes, we're going to come out with some shirts for women. People have been I get requests that on the street all the time. I never tell my folks. We got to come out with women's shirts. You know, with the same messages, but that are more contour form-fitting. My wife has said this, and so we've got to do it. So there, I'm multitasking here on air. If you want the Come and Take It shirt, get your order in now. And, of course, we also have the second best-selling Victory or Death with the rattlesnake on it. Very powerful. We also have a camouflage one of those, not just the black on red one. It's all up at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase of the books, the videos, the T-shirts, all of it makes this broadcast possible. So they're all up there on the site right now. Be sure and get it today. And again, continue to spread the word about the transmission. I'm certainly risking my life, my treasure, my name, everything else in this fight. So not saying the least you can do. We appreciate your support. And the point is, this isn't a game. We shouldn't take this platform for granted. That's why I'm working so much harder than I ever have. Because we've got to make hay while the sun shines. We've got to engage the globalists while we still have a lot of freedom left. Now, I told you before we went to break that people are always saying, you never give the number or the address out. You're right. Not everybody's on the internet or wants to order via the internet. You can call and order any T-shirts or Pro Pure water filters discounted with promo code WATER, all of it. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you can also write to us here at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. I give that out so rarely that I don't even have it memorized. So P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And we've had that address now for about 6 years. So that'll give you an idea. lot of survival stuff, the best quality stuff out there. We've got the very best essential oil systems put out by our friends over at Interfood. We've got the Army Ranger style black caps. It's come with the Oath Keeper style. Infowars.com. Okay, I'm done plugging. I just haven't been plugging much the last month. I've been so focused on defending the Second Amendment that I haven't even been mid-air refueling our news operation system. Because we're not like the mainstream media that gets government bailouts and tax exemptions and then tries to overthrow the republic, tries to get your taxes raised because they get the corporate welfare bailout money. There's subsidiaries of banks that do. We just sell products we believe in. And, of course, the media says that's horrible, that's evil. How dare us, pay our own way promoting high-quality products at great prices? It's just, it's totally immoral. And that's what they always say at CNN, you name it. They always say the same thing. They say, I'm evil. And you know, every time the national media comes to interview me, they go, how dare you make money? This is a pretty big operation. You got a lot of crew members. You got a lot of equipment here. You're making money. That's bad. I'm like, well, did you fly here first class? You did, didn't you? You're in New York, aren't you? How much you paid a year? Oh, $1 million. Read off the teleprompter. You're here lecturing me. Anyway, side issue. Just amazing how they play these mind games with us. Here's the toll-free number to join us. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Well, that high-def camera is so good you can even see the dust on top of the live on-air light there. No, that's okay. It's not your job to clean in here. I think we do have a cleaning crew. I don't think they ever come in here, though. Just because they see it as like a big studio. Oh, my gosh. There's like a dead fruit fly over there or something. Okay. Where to start here? 800-259-9231 on any issue you wish to discuss. I got a couple of news items I want to hit, and then we're going to your phone calls. And let me just show folks in the document cam. Hey, guys, can you? We've got a camera mounted in there. Can we punch that up for viewers? Here, come on over and say hi to folks. No, just right there in that microphone.
Hello, fans. Obama phone lady here.
How's that audio, Genesis?
Show today. You better open your phones in your head.
Hey, can you give a shout out to everybody? No, go ahead.
It's talking to you, talking. Oh, I'm going to give a shout-out to everybody here in Austin, Texas. I'm on the Alex Jones Show. I'm the Obama phone lady representing Alex Jones here today. And I love that guy. He's funny like me.
Oh, my goodness. You know, there's no doubt, and I'm not just saying this, you could do voiceovers immediately.
I'm going to work on your radio station before I leave here.
I think you might. Have you heard the news? I'm going to officially offer you on air at least an auxiliary paid job as a reporter.
All right. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you.
We'll make sure you like the terms. We've got to work it all out, but I'm very glad you're excited.
I'm excited about that. I need a job. Darn it, May. Obama, you see what you done? I'm moving up in the world. You don't do your job, I'm going to set you down.
What do you think of the rest of the crew?
Oh, I love the crew. You got your kids on. Anytime you can go to work and bring your kids, that's a job. That's what I'm trying to get to.
That's right. Well, don't give out too many of our security issues. But yes, my son is. I'm just joking. Jakari, what do you think of all this? Jakari Jackson, back there.
I mean, this is quite a deal for me. Michelle and I have something in common. We just made a YouTube video, and somebody liked our voice enough to give us a job. So. I can relate to her on that.
Thank you, Jesus. Well,
he's the man. He's the man. But, you know, Obama with the man with the plan. But we're going to see what he's going to do. Because if he don't do the right thing, I'm going to be the woman with the plan. Michelle Obama and Michelle Dowry.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, you think I'm joking. She's here. Some people still think I'm joking. I think everybody is more freaked out about you being here in a good way than when I've had movie stars here walking around in the halls.
And I got the blood of Jesus, baby. I'm here. All right.
All right. We're very excited, ladies and gentlemen. She is in the house. I tell you, guys, why don't we get her some lunch or something, or take her back in the green room, because it's so exciting to have her here that I can barely even operate right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you what, Michelle, run in here real quick. Run in here real quick, Michelle. Come on in the studio. Come on, we got to get people a taste of this right now.
Hey.
Now, come on right around here.
Come on, right on.
That's right. No, come on right over here by my microphone. You're just going to pop in for a moment. Okay, come on in. We've got the camera right over here. Say hi to folks right there.
Hello, folks.
Let's go to this camera right here, guys.
Hello, folks. I'm here today to Obama phone.
Here she is. Here, talking the mic. Oops, go ahead.
I'm here today, you guys. I'm here in Austin, Texas. I'm at the Alex Jones Show. I want you guys to represent. I'm here, the Obama phone lady. I arrived. I'm ready to get it going on. Let's do it.
All right, we'll see you in here in about an hour. Right. Great job. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is proof of life, as they say. All right? Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. There she is. Okay, now let's shift gears into the really, really bad news. And again, guys, I hear another mic open now. Whatever's going on. Okay, got that mic shut down because need to get that taken care of. You know what I'm going to do? They're moving ahead right now with draconian moves. Where they're just going to tell, as I told you, gun manufacturers, you can't manufacture this. No law, they're just going to say it. They're moving ahead with telling shops you just can't sell guns. And Chuckie Schumer has announced that. The article is up at Infowars.com. New York has tentative deal on gun control. They're just going to throw anybody they want in the nut house. No judge, no jury. You're just going to the nut house. And Rahm Emanuel is announcing in the Washington Post what he said years ago. They'll just put you on a no gun buy list, no judge, no jury, no proof, no nothing. You just disappear. Like Brandon Robb, the Marine, who criticized Obama. And so we are going to be discussing all of that today. But let me just go ahead and go to your phone calls right now here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to Dexter in Maryland. Dexter, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk.
Yeah, your phone's really, really low, brother. Is that an Obama phone?
Is this a little better?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations for Piers Morgan interview. That was epic. I do believe he'll have you back for round two because he's so desperate for ratings, and it would be huge. But what I wanted to talk about was Sandy Hook. I'm somebody that believes that there's some fishiness there, and I'd like to go through a couple things. I'm not sure if you've seen all these things yet. First, have you seen the video where the little girl's father comes out, like the first guy that came out to give an interview?
Yeah, he's laughing and smiling, and he says, "Do I read off the card?" And then he turns the camera and then breaks and then sits there and looks like he's forcing himself to cry, and then it looks like bad acting from the worst soap opera you've ever seen. But people act strange under incredible pressure. So none of us know what he's going through. So my prayers go out to him and his family. But a lot of people are investigating the whole thing.
Well, one thing that's weird about him is that his daughter, by the end of the day, she had a Facebook page up that was a tribute that was already looking for money. It seems kind of odd that so quickly, just a few hours.
Listen, here's the deal. I appreciate your call, bro. Look, I don't know about that, and I'm not going to talk about parents of dead kids, okay? And see, I don't know if that's true. That's something I haven't seen. And so it's just, I'm not going to talk about somebody who lost his daughter. Yes, there wasn't the AR-15 inside the school. Yes, it was in the car. Yes, there were multiple shooters outside. Mainstream media, RT has attacked me, saying, oh, five-year-olds said they saw multiple shooters. No, it's on footage from the surveillance cameras, from the helicopter they put on the news, showing them arresting people in the woods dressed like the supposed shooter. And the whole thing's suspicious, okay? And I'm not trying to jump on you, caller. It's just that, there are a lot of reports out there, a lot of people questioning the whole thing. I think that's healthy. But I'm not going to sit there and go after the dad. It's just, I'm going to let other people, do their own research. I'm going to leave it at that. Jessica in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
I just wanted to, you did a great job with peers, and I just wanted to bring you up to date on a couple of things that are happening with Agenda 21 here in Canada.
Tell us about it.
Well, one, our environmental commissioner here in Ontario has decided that food waste is an environmental problem, and I just noticed that the UN has taken up this issue. So they're coming after our food, Alex.
No, no, they're going to they've already done this in England. They're going to tax you for everything that goes in the trash can, and they're going to have RFID on all the products that is scanned. This is already happening in London, to track, and they'll give you $3,000 fines for every infraction. It's already on the books in several Florida cities. And they go, don't worry, we'll never implement it. Kind of like they put it on the books under federal grants, start taking blood without warrants 15 years ago. Now they're doing it. So you're absolutely right. Agenda 21 is a total surveillance grid where all the appliances track you and where they tax you to the point of total bankruptcy. It's to make sure you stay poor. And that you have to go on government subsistence so they can then shoot you up with deadly vaccines.
Have you looked into Idle No More? Because it looks like the Tides Foundation is radicalizing our natives up here.
Yeah, it's everywhere. The Tides Foundation is involved in a ton of stuff. Did you have anything else you wanted to add on the Gen 21?
Nope, just I'm a land use planner, and I've been fighting this for 8 years.
Well, good job. You give them hell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Man.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
We are back live.
The hairs on your arm.
I'm Alex Jones, your host.
Up.
Let's go back to your phone calls. George in Texas, you're on the air. I noticed you called in about gun control. You volunteered. Are you excited that they're trial ballooning, executive orders, ATF rulemaking, or just Chucky Schumer ordering Walmart and others to stop selling semi-autos? I mean, they're really trying to see if they can just sell us on being dictators.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and I first wanted to congratulate you on your appearance with Piers Morgan on CNN, the state-run media, and I believe you did exactly what it takes. I think they're scared because you broke the spell, and I think this rush and this barrage of legislation, all the draconian legislation that's coming out, I think it's very clear that you forced their hand, and I don't think they were ready. I think it's too early for them, and that's why they're so upset. And they're
well, I don't think I did it, but I'm certainly part of it, and so are you. We're all together in this. But, you know, earlier I said I would get into the victory, get into what's positive. I haven't really done that yet, but I've already said it before. 10 million guns sold last month. They're talking about more guns sold this month. They're saying soon everything will be sold out. There won't even be bolt action 22s. Everything is going to be sold out. The ammo is selling out everywhere. That's the real vote. America knows the government is criminal and can't be trusted. America knows we're going into a depression and the state-run media lies. And, you know, we've talked about what to name the corporate globalist traitor media. That's it. It's state-run media. That's the best term for it. And we're dealing with a global corporate fascist state that uses socialism at the grassroots to control us like flypaper. And there is a revolt. People are waking up. And that's why they're trying to act all confident. And we've got a mandate for socialism now. Obama wasn't really reelected. They had that thing fixed seven ways to Sunday, running him up against that political corpse, Romney. Election. But even the evidence shows, even though Romney was a dead horse, still he really beat Obama. The election fraud evidence shows. And not that that would have been good. He's globalist as well. They just think Obama can con people better. I'm sorry, I'm ranting.
No, you're good. And you know, I'd like to make two points with you. I'd like you to explain to people just what a semi-automatic weapon actually is, because I don't think a lot of people realize that it includes pistols and handguns. I think they associate it with fully automatic, and they associate it with assault rifles, and they don't understand exactly what they're trying to do.
Well, Feinstein has called for even revolvers to be banned before, but technically a semi-auto is pull the trigger once, a bullet fires. Pull it again, it fires again. And they obsess over full auto that's worthless for actually killing people if you want to be selective about it. That's why the military doesn't use full auto unless it's a heavy machine gun with big boxes of ammo in emplacements to take out large numbers of infantry, or sometimes even used on the ground to mark targets in a primitive way for aircraft that are coming in. You know, they use tracers to mark targets and to do other things. But that's another issue studying military warfare. The truth is, when they say ban semi-autos, you don't need assault rifles, and they show scary-looking, you know, black M16. Why do people think that's scary? I don't know. And then they are saying, let's just get rid of these, when really it gets rid of almost all guns, almost all shotguns, everything. Most guns are semi-auto, and they want to get rid of them. But their new bills even get rid of pump shotguns. They're coming for almost everything. Does that answer what you wanted me to do?
Yeah, absolutely. And if I could, I'd like to tie that into an article you just had run yesterday on the death of Aaron Schwartz.
Yeah, stay there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. trouble. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.